Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Five, four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Today's episode is about the Toronto condo sales, and this is and there's two sides to this story, but these are the Toronto condo sales that have shaken the spring market for 2021. Let's talk about the first one, and obviously this is possibly one that you've heard about. There was a one bedroom in downtown Toronto that just recently sold for over $1 million. Now that in itself is not necessarily news because that's happened before. The big difference here is this is a $1 million condo sale for a one bedroom that was not in necessarily a luxury building. This is a pretty standard, straightforward, borderline cookie cutter type situation where it's a standard condo and someone has decided that living downtown at this particular address has or is worth more than $1 million to them. And that really is what it comes down to. Now, for many, many months, especially the condo market in recent months, there hasn't been that kind of attraction showed for these kind of spaces. 3 or 4 months ago, this may not have even been remotely possible, and likely the seller will agree because there were many units on the market in the late 2020s, and in the late 2020 time frame that did not sell until spring or late winter of 2021, simply because of the fact that there wasn't the demand. So it's not only proof of the one underlying element that all the experts get wrong, is that people will always come back to buying what they love. And this isn't just about real estate. This is about everything. Unfortunately, all you need to do is have a look at the news stories over the weekend in Miami, and you'll see that people have jumped right back into their behaviors, and it doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong, they're still doing it. Travel in the U.S., there was, I believe, a record number of travelers, I think over 1 million people traveling, air travel, recently as well. Again, people will always invest in, people will always buy what they love, and that is part of it. For a lot of people in the last few months, there's been a very deep 2 a.m. connection to realtor.ca, and I tell you that because there was over 1 million searches earlier this year on one day alone. And this is, again, all sort of leading back to the fact that people have been, you know, cooped up and not able to do what they love to do, and they're ready to go back to a point, to a degree, doing what they love to do. So let me tell you about the other spring sold story that shook the Toronto skyline. Now, this one didn't happen in the downtown core. This one actually happened 28 minutes away, which is just nearby in Etobicoke. And for the type of space that my clients, and this is particular to me because this was my sale, my clients had started looking with me on Zoom tours. And this has been the best way to start your tours as well. Whether you're looking at condos, lofts, or homes, exploring communities, whatever it is, it is so much better to connect. And although it doesn't replace the in-person connection, it is very, very close in terms of the connection that we can create before we visit the places. And I'm talking about the places that hit all the marks, because we are not right now even allowed to be doing our normal open houses and doing, like, you know, these in-person tours, you know, by the dozen. There's no bragging about that right now. It's just not safe. So it's about minimizing all of that and making sure that we've talked about and looked at places, ruled some in, ruled some out, and made sure that you're in the best position. So make sure that you sign up. Really easy. Zoom.realestatepodcastshow.com is where you sign up. So the next part of this story is really, really cool as well. My clients were also looking at a similar situation, not a one bedroom, but they wanted a two bedroom. They wanted something more, and they actually lived not too far away. They were renting. So this other sale happened about 28 minutes away, which again is not very far, and you wouldn't even really think it's that far, but I made sure I gave an exact time for you. So in this particular case, I compare it to this one bedroom condo that sold, and I believe it was in the 700 to 800 square foot category. And again, it sold for over $1 million. So what my clients wanted to do, of course, is get the place with the most, the absolute most character and the most space that they could get. And this was one of the things they wanted to get. So we actually ended up finding a loft for them that was, and you gotta, you know, you're gonna have to hear all of this and you're gonna say, wow. And hopefully this will be you that, you know, doing this next. But they actually ended up finding a place that was under 800,000. So that's part number one. Part two, almost 1,200 square feet, almost double, and yes, double the size of that other condo downtown. And also, again, a true loft, almost 11 or 12 foot ceilings. So, and this was, this is actually a hard office loft. It was a converted building, converted from an office building into loft spaces. And this is one that came up on our tours. We did the virtual walkthroughs of a bunch of places, narrowed it down to three on a Saturday one day. And by Saturday evening, this place was theirs. And it was such a smart, smart purchase. And this is a place that you could grow into. Technically speaking, if you look at 1,200 square feet, a lot of three-bedroom homes in the East Danforth area are smaller than that with three bedrooms. So you could reconfigure this space and make it work as a two-plus if you wanted to. There's so much room to move walls, and my clients have done that over the year. Loft spaces are such a great option for that because a lot of them actually start with no walls, and the walls are just put up there cosmetically by the original builder, but they're by no means the only place those walls can go. So that's one of the things I want you guys to think about is think about, you know, really, 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 really think outside the box right now. And that starts with just joining me for a Zoom tour, just you and me reviewing properties together, sort of, you know, comparing reactions, sort of those YouTube reaction videos times 1,000, because it's, you know, you and me on there. This isn't going to be broadcast unless you give me the okay to, but it's a lot of fun to do that for me, to get to know you guys. And again, it doesn't match the in-person experience, but guess what? In what we do in real estate, as far as the relationships that we need to, you know, connect with, it really does help out. And of course, makes things a little bit easier for when we do, start doing our top two, top three, top five in a certain area, because that really is the smartest way. Because even if you are, out there looking at places, you can't actually physically get to some places before they're already sold. That's the other limitation. So you have to really make sure that you're ahead of the game. So thanks for tuning in as always, and have yourselves a great day. And again, the best way to get started with me on my tours, to discover your next dream place, zoom.realestatepodcastshow.com.